God's month. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, welcome to another episode of this series. The blessed month of Ramadan is the time of attending the school of the pure servants of God, those who are called in the Quran as Awliya Allah or friends of Allah. They will take our hand and guide us in the right path. Allah appointed Muhammad as his last prophet to salvage mankind from worshipping and servitude of idols. Ayah 21 of Surah Ahzab reads, "Indeed, there is for you in the Apostle of Allah a good exemplar for those who look forward to Allah and the Last Day." Therefore, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, is the best example of servitude for the entire mankind. The Prophet used to worship days and nights even before prophethood. He would pray and supplicate at midnights. The Messenger of Mercy would shed tears in his supplications to the extent that his near ones told him, "Why are you weeping so much while God has made you pure from any pollution and evilness and you have no sin?" The Prophet answered, "Shouldn't I be a grateful servant?" Imam Ali, peace upon him, says, "Whoever reforms his relation with God, God will reform his relation with people." God has set the blessed month of Ramadan as the best period for revising our relation with him through prayer and supplication. Every righteous deed will be rewarded manifold in this month. Thank God that he didn't deprive us of supplication to him. The moments of solitude with God are the best times for speaking directly with God and beseeching him to forgive our sins. In Dua Iftitah, which has been taught by the Prophet's last infallible successor, Imam Mahdi, we read, "All praise belongs to Allah, whose curtain of concealing the flaws of servants is not torn, and whose door of mercy is not closed, and whose beggar is not driven away, and whose hopeful is not disappointed." No doorkeeper can block the way of entering God's court. He hears and answers whomever calls him. More importantly, it is he who invites his servants to ask him and demand him their needs. His door of mercy is not closed to those who call him and plead to him. His beggars are not banished. God is the hope of every hopeful, as he has opened the door of his mercy and forgiveness, and everyone can enter his mercy at any time of the day or night. In this part of the supplication, Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, means to say that Allah is eagerly waiting for the servants to appeal to him and ask him for whatever they want. He needs no precondition and no mediator. He is ready round the clock to hear the prayers and supplications of his servants. Ayah 5 of Surah Qisas gives a great hope to those who have been oppressed in the world. It reads, "And we desire to show favor to those who are abased on the earth and to make them imams and to make them the heirs." Sure, we keep our hope in God's promise, and this hope is real once it acts as an impetus to cause us move toward our demand. It has been narrated that idleness is the key to all miseries. In addition, the commander of the faithful and the leader of the pious, Imam Ali, peace upon him, says that the hope which does not cause effort is but a lie. He says in Sermon 160 of Nahj al-Balagha, he claims that he is hopeful of God. By Allah the Great, he is lying. Why is his hope not demonstrated in his deed? Anyone who is hopeful, his hope is manifested in his deed. We hope that we are honest and make effort in the way of materializing the divine promise. It is the promise which all divine religions have given, namely, the emergence of the Redeemer of mankind. Definitely, the true waiter for Imam Mahdi's coming is he who does his best to set the ground for justice through fighting the vestiges of injustice and corruption. A very simple logic in this regard is that we wait for spring to come while we fight winter and cold with heating homes and wearing warm clothes. Nobody can say, "All right, I am expecting the arrival of spring and warmer days, but I do not put on warm clothes and I will live in frosty weather without making fire." We ask God to send his greetings to Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt and to remove our grief. O God, cut our need to the world and make us eager to what is with you. Bestow your trust on us. O Lord, grant us patience and forbearance and make us stable on the right path and make us triumph over the faithless.